Here with It Says in the Papers is John S. Doyle.
New COVID-19 restrictions expected to be announced today after a specially convened cabinet meeting are the main topic for most papers. It will be level 4 plus nationwide for 3 to 4 weeks, says the Irish Times. The paper quotes one minister as saying there is general agreement that schools should remain open no matter what. That was also the view of the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, the unnamed source said. November pain, says the Irish Daily Star headline, predicting a revised level 4 lockdown. Lockdown will save Christmas, says the Irish Daily Mail. For our own good is the headline in the Irish Sun, which spells it F-O-U-R. The paper reckons that all pubs are set to shut and schools could be closed. Dawn of a new lockdown, says the lead headline in the Irish Independent. The paper believes that schools and creches will remain open and describes what is in prospect as a merger of level 4 and level 5 restrictions set out in the government's Living with COVID-19 strategy. It is expected, Philip Ryan writes, that the three government leaders with their senior ministers, who meet Tony Houlihan and Paul Reid this morning, will reject NPHET's suggestion of a 6-week lockdown and instead opt for between 3 and 4 weeks. As for the reason for all these restrictions, the Irish Daily Mirror reports in its lead story on what it calls a super spreader who infected at least 56 people after catching COVID-19 abroad. As revealed in a report published by the Health Service Executive Midwest, the man failed to self-isolate, leading to 10 households and players on a sports team getting coronavirus. That story is carried in detail on the front page of The Times as well. The case is described by the HSE as a real example of how COVID-19 can quickly spread within the community. The Irish Examiner leads with a report that there are now almost 200 fewer permanent nurses working in the health system than before the pandemic. The Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly, is quoted describing the figures as absolutely shocking in the middle of a global pandemic. Phil Nihay of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation said there was simply no excuse for not employing permanent staff. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the tributes paid to 18-year-old Josh Fletcher from Moira, County Down, who died yesterday after his car left the road when it struck a cow. On the matter of linguistics and spelling, a letter to the editor of The Independent makes a singular and short point. Thanks for putting fathers on Irish words. The articles read much better with them. So writes Áine Monaghan, address with editor, who has given her a capital A father.